From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The U.S. president speaks after the G20 summit in Turkey. Barack Obama says it would be a mistake to send American ground troops to the Middle East to fight Islamic State militants.
We would see a repetition of what we've seen before, which is if you do not have local populations that are committed to inclusive governance and who are pushing back against ideological extremes, that they resurface, unless we're prepared to have a permanent occupation of these countries.
The American leader rejected calls from some of his U.S. political opponents that only Syrian Christians and not Muslims be allowed to enter the U.S. as refugees. He called such a stance shameful, not American, and said the United States should not, in his words, feed that dark impulse. At least 10 U.S. governors are balking at letting Syrian refugees settle in their states in the wake of the Paris attacks.
La France est en guerre. Les actes commis vendredi soir à Paris.
French President François Hollande says his government will step up its offensive in Syria, where Friday's terrorist attack had been planned. Mr. Hollande made the remark in an address to both houses of France's parliament. Also Monday, French authorities detained 23 people in police raids across the country. Authorities said they have identified a Belgian national of Moroccan descent, Abdelhamid Aboud, as the mastermind behind the assault. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry landed in Paris Monday under heavy security to show solidarity with France. At least 7 people were killed in Somalia's capital in a shootout between soldiers. It happened at a displaced persons camp. This is VOA News. A new video attributed to the Islamic State is warning of a Paris-style attack on Washington. The unverified video, appearing on social media Monday, threatened all countries involved in military operations against the militant group, saying they will suffer the same fate as France. The person speaking in the video specifically singled out the U.S. capital city. In a powerful symbolic move, France's Eiffel Tower, Louvre Museum, and other attractions in Paris reopened to tourists Monday after a 2-day shutdown. As darkness fell, the Eiffel Tower was floodlit in the red, white, and blue of the French tricolor, along with a projection of Paris's motto, "Tossed but not sunk." Myanmar opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi attended the closing session of the current parliament Monday. Her party, the National League for Democracy, recently won a landslide victory over the government and military-backed Union Solidarity and Development Party. The NLD will have an absolute majority in the new parliament. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will travel to Pyongyang, North Korea, later this week for a possible meeting with Kim Jong-un. Mr. Ban had been scheduled to visit Kaesong, the inter-Korean factory park in North Korea, 6 months ago, but that trip had been canceled. No reason was given for the cancellation at the time. A senior United Nations official is warning of a potential migration crisis in the Sahel region of Africa. Lisa Schlein reports.
The United Nations says the Sahel countries are among the nations most at risk for crises and disasters. It reports more than 24 million people in the 9 Sahelian countries are expected to suffer from moderate to severe hunger next year. It warns about 750,000 children across the region will lose their lives because of malnutrition-related causes. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
17 Angolans accused of planning a rebellion and coup have gone on trial in Luanda. Authorities arrested the activists in June after they met to discuss a book called From Dictatorship to Democracy. Their defense lawyer told the court Monday that charges should be dropped because the activists broke no laws and have a constitutional right to freedom of speech. Amnesty International calls the trial a travesty of justice. Israeli troops shot and killed at least 2 Palestinians when clashes erupted during an attempt to destroy the house of a suspected Palestinian attacker. The home was the home being targeted was that of Mohammed Abu Shaheen, accused of killing an Israeli man last June. On Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes ended the day higher. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.